Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday. These readings, in a particular way, today strike me as the readings, that is, for this Sunday. They strike me showing me what lack of faith can do to those with faith. That those with lack of faith, those who mock or ridicule faith, can drain us of courage and of hope. They can make us doubt. What I want to say to you today is God's word, God himself, is absolutely true. These are not pious stories. God is leading his people safely home to himself forever through all the torturous routes we have to go through, all of the difficulties and challenges we face. God will lead us safely home to him if we follow him. So let's take a look at the readings for this Sunday, the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's take a look at them in light of that theme. Magnificat magazine tells us in the introduction, because we're going to read about the seven brothers who were tortured, who would not renounce God. It says, the seven brothers who bravely approached their martyrdom in the second book of Maccabees have a better sense of life after death. They have a better sense of life after death than the Sadducees with their absurd hypothesis about seven deceased brothers. One martyred brother, filled with conviction, declares, the king of the world will raise us up to live again forever. And Jesus verifies this truth. He will raise us up to live again forever. Those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age no longer die. They are like angels, says Jesus. God is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living, for to him all are alive. Our faith, however, just as I said a moment ago, our faith, however, disintegrates when subjected to skepticism and doubt. And I could add to ridicule, to mockery, etc. St. Paul counsels us, may our Lord Jesus Christ encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. What a marvelous synthesis of these readings. Let's take a look at the readings themselves now. The first is from the second book of Maccabees that I just referred to, chapter 7, verses 1 to 2 and 9 to 14. It happened that seven brothers with their mother were arrested and tortured with whips and scourges by the king to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law. One of the brothers, speaking for the others, said, what do you expect to achieve by questioning us? We are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors. This is before the coming of Christ. But they had such conviction about the God of the heavens and the earth that no matter what they were asked to do, no matter what they were being forced to do, they were not going to give in. What kind of faith do we have? Ask the Lord daily, increase my faith. Strengthen my faith. Help me grow in faith, however you want to phrase it, wherever you are in the journey. Ask God daily for greater faith. At the point of death, he said, you accursed fiend, this is the same brother, you accursed fiend, you are depriving us of this present life, but the king of the world will raise us up to live again forever. It is for his laws that we are dying. This is before Jesus Christ came as the ultimate reality of God's love for us. They didn't even have Christ yet. And yet they refused to give in to those who had authority over them. Ask God for greater faith. After him, the third suffered their cruel sport. He put out his tongue at once when told to do so, and bravely held out his hands as he spoke these noble words. They were cutting out his tongue. They were cutting off his hands. It was from heaven that I received these. For the sake of his laws, I disdain them. From him, I hope to receive them again. Look at that faith. Even the king and his attendants marveled at the young man's courage because he regarded his sufferings as nothing. Where does that power come from? From God. After he had died, they tortured and maltreated the fourth brother in the same way. And when he was near death, he said, "It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the hope God gives of being raised up by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection to life." Look at that courage. Ask God for the same. Psalm 17 tells us, "Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full." We don't even know, in a certain sense, when we're praying that, we don't even know what that joy is. That joy is, I've experienced a taste of it a couple of times in my life, and that joy is beyond anything. Our idea of joy is nothing compared to this, to the joy that the Holy Spirit gives to those who follow him, serve him, and are faithful to him. And when they fail, they repent and get back up, and the same graces are there for them. Second reading from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, second letter, chapter 2, verses 16 to 3:5. Brothers and sisters, This is Paul's encouragement. "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us so that the word of the Lord may speed forward and be glorified as it did among you, and that we may be delivered from perverse and wicked people, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you right now." That word is living, brothers and sisters, and that word is for you. If you're in difficult circumstances, he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. "We are confident of you in the Lord that what we instruct you, you are doing and will continue to do. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ." Look what Christ suffered for you. Surely, by his grace and power, we can too endure the difficulties of life, that we may see him face to face forever. And the gospel, Luke chapter 20, verses 27 to 38. "Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, 'Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother.' Now there were seven brothers." See, they're making this up. This is a fictional account. They're making it up to test Jesus. "What do you mean that there is eternal life? Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him," to Christ, to God our Father in heaven, "all of us are alive. Whether we've died in the body or not, all of us are alive." Merikakis, you know, I've often referred to him, marvelous scripture teacher. And Magnificat magazine incorporates his reflections in their commentary on this gospel passage. Listen to this. No matter what one's ideological stance toward resurrection from the dead may be, doesn't the human heart still desire resurrection? What is the basis of that desire? Merikakis said this, "The Sadducees intend to mystify Jesus with apparently infallible logic and so expose him as a sham of a teacher. They seek only to defeat an opponent by arguing at an extremely theoretical level, far removed from human experience." You know, you're married, you die, so your brother marries the one who was your wife, and so on. Just what we read about, it's just a complete fabrication here to try and trip up Jesus. And this commentary says, the catalyst for this theological debate between the Sadducees and Jesus is a widow. From the moment when Anna appears at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, that is chapter 2, verses 36 to 48, the ones we're reading now, widowhood is identified with holiness. In Luke, a widow is the beneficiary of Jesus' preeminent compassion and generosity. Christ in his teaching poses a widow as the paradigm of Christian prayer, Luke 18. And days before the Passion, Jesus praises a faith-filled widow for her gift of total self-sacrifice. Whose wife will that woman be? The Sadducees ask that question. In heaven, there is but one bridegroom. There is but one bridegroom. Jesus said, the children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. Brothers and sisters, having faith to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is one thing. Having the faith to believe that because of Christ's death and resurrection on the cross, we too will rise again, either for eternal life or eternal punishment. We will rise again. The death we see here of our loved ones and the death that we know we will suffer at some point in our lives is not forever. We die to this world, yes, but in Christ and by the almighty power of God, we will live forever. We need faith. We need strong faith. We need to ask God to give us that kind of faith. Because brothers and sisters, without it, what do we have? We have only death to look forward and nothingness to look forward to. That is not what God offers us. Let's pray for greater faith to put all of our trust in Him. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.